Today we're going to talk a little bit about social connectivity and really how that intertwines with Cougar Esports and our esports activities here at Camden County College. So thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me. It's a fantastic topic. I'm super passionate about it. Hopefully that'll come through here.
Well, I'm more than certain that it will, and it certainly always does during the broadcast that you've been putting on this past year. So I guess my first question, and again, these are some of the similar questions that I've been asking the other players and production students, how has being part of the esports community impacted your social life, or more importantly, what you've observed from the players, their social lives, from a coach's slash director point of view, both maybe within that gaming sphere and really what you see outside of it as well?
Sure. So I'll start with myself first and say that, as I had been listening to some of the other answers, you know, I grew up during a time where gaming wasn't as cool, I would say. And so
gaming has always been cool, Sean.
It's always been cool to me. I'll tell you that
to me
much
as well.
But growing up, I think that it almost felt like you were a social pariah, I think, if you were a gamer, right? Of course, that's not the case now. And with gaming, kind of the proliferation of it, you know, that really aided in my social maturation, mm-hmm. right? Into high school and the like, you know, starting to connect with other gamers was huge for me. And then esports and online competitive gaming just enhanced that more, because suddenly I was chatting with individuals across the country, right? No longer was it a small community, it was a giant community. So it was huge for me.
So when do you think you saw that switch occurring, in, I guess, in society, you know, in terms of how esports has been really accepted, or where it's accepted at today?
For me, it was when I was in college, which I guess I graduated in 2011. Around 2010 is when I started to see, okay, gaming was kind of cool. But really, by the time amateur League of Legends, and so once League of Legends and StarCraft really made these players rock stars, I think that's when I saw the flip really switch. And that would have been around, starting in 2015 or so, 2015 up to maybe 2017 is where I really started to see esports itself start to kind of get that footing.
Gotcha. So how do you see it affecting social life? The lives and the social opportunities, the connection points with your players, mm-hmm. with the production students that you've been interacting with over the past year or so?
I mean, listen, it mirrors a lot of what I had seen during my time, growing up and my social maturation, especially into college. I've seen transformations for some of these individuals. I've seen people come in very quiet as a player, maybe a little bit unsure of themselves, a little unsure of their interests, then suddenly, wait a minute, we're a part of this community where, again, it is 100% accepted and celebrated, and suddenly people now who were quiet are talking. Right, you get them into game and they transform in such a positive way. They're out of their shell. They love what they're doing. And I've really seen that across the board. The camaraderie amongst the teams has been fantastic. Really just kind of beating my expectations. The fact that these players, they don't just root for their own team, right? They don't just root for their Overwatch team. They are a fan of everybody within the community, so they're rooting for the Rocket League team, the Rainbow Six team, and so on and so forth.
And how do you encourage balance? So where does the gaming end? Where does the in-person social interaction begin? Or does it have to have definite borders and points of delineation?
Absolutely needs balance. And in fact, I think that's one of the growth areas that esports and gaming in general still needs to go through. I think that, of the last couple of years, you're seeing a push for that. I mean, if you look at esports athletes at the pro level, right, they have nutritionists, right, they have athletic trainers, clearly, realizing that it's not just about the time that you put into the game, it's about what you can also do outside of the game. That said, again, there's a lot of work to be done. I myself really try and push that balance for students. We try and limit the amount of practice they're putting in. Because, you know, again, there is really a law of diminishing returns in that way, both as in game, but also outside of game, that the social life impact. So there's a lot of work to be done. Balance is required. And I, you know, certainly like to limit practice as a result.
So talk about the physical components, not only the physical strain that these players go through, but also what you're doing to prepare them for the challenges physically through a health and nutrition and exercise routine here at Camden County College.
Right. So that is something that we're beginning to roll out as a program, as a collection of teams here that we've worked with our athletic trainer here at the college to start to roll out a program where these individuals will, of course, come in to practice, right? Hone their skills in game, hone their communication in game, build that sense of camaraderie, but also not to neglect their bodies, right? And I think it's important to continue to move, right? You know, that healthy body breeds a healthy mind. Those healthy bodies and minds obviously will make this individual a more well-rounded person, but also make them play better in game. So, I mean, like everybody wins in that way.
And do you see that impacting the social component of this?
Oh, big time. I think that really goes right back to that healthy body, the healthy mind. I think in order to, you know, to love others, you need to love yourself. I think in order to just have those healthy relationships, you know, you yourself need to be healthy. So it's huge, huge component.
Well, I credit you for putting this resource into place. And just, do you have any advice for esports players about how to maintain or establish a balance, you know, between the gaming world and their other commitments outside of it?
I mean, I do. I think it's not always easy, right? I think with anything can be a vice in excess, right? Even gaming can be a vice in excess. Putting up those firm borders and saying, hey, listen, if it's a classwork I have to do, I'm going to give myself X amount of time to game, period, end of story, and keeping to that. Obviously, it requires somebody to be vigilant on that, but it's totally doable. And I've seen it work very well. So, I keeping up those firm borders.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Sean.
Well, Dave, I much appreciate being here. Thanks for having me.